Ces phrases qui montrent différentes façons d'exprimer la tristesse.
It was so sad.
We like to cry about sad stories.
Don't you ever feel unhappy?
The family was sorrowful.
I'm sad about people that are afraid.
Pouvez-vous maintenant répondre aux questions de Martin à propos de sa famille? Rappelez-vous, sad, triste, unhappy, malheureux, sorrowful, c'est un peu plus fort, chagriné, sorrowful. Allez-y, essayez de répondre.
How does Sue feel about the television story? Sometimes I watch the news. How do I feel? How does my wife feel about events in real life? How do you feel about events in real life?
Exerçons-nous un peu. Contrairement à la dernière leçon, nous allons aujourd'hui parler de la tristesse plutôt que de l'état joyeux d'une personne. Il y a plusieurs expressions qui parlent de la tristesse ou du malheur ou du chagrin. Imaginez-vous que vous êtes avec quelqu'un et qu'il vienne juste de recevoir la nouvelle de la mort d'un parent. La personne va réagir d'une certaine façon, bien sûr. Et vous, vous êtes là et vous allez exprimer vos sentiments. It was sad. It was so sad. C'était tellement triste. Ou bien, it made me feel terribly sad. Ou vous lisez un livre ou une lettre, vous pouvez dire à propos de cette lettre, it made me cry. Elle m'a fait pleurer, cette lettre. It made me cry. C'est-à-dire que le contenu de cette lettre vous a fait pleurer. It made me cry. Ou bien, it made me unhappy. Cela m'a rendu malheureux. It made me unhappy. Ou bien malheureuse. It made me unhappy. Did you read that book? As-tu lu ce livre? How do you feel about it? Comment te sens-tu à propos de ce livre? It made me angry. Cela m'a mis en colère. Ou bien, it made me sad. It made me very unhappy. Comment vous sentez-vous à propos de la guerre? How do you feel about war? War is senseless. La guerre n'a pas de sens. C'est mon opinion. War is senseless. It makes people unhappy. Cela crée des gens malheureux. It creates a lot of sorrow. Cela crée beaucoup de chagrin. It creates a lot of sorrow. It makes me feel angry. It makes me feel sad. It makes me want to cry. Vous pouvez utiliser toutes ces phrases dans votre propre vie à propos d'événements autour de vous. Have just heard part 1 of lesson number 74 of English USA. Vous venez d'entendre la première partie de notre 74e leçon d'English USA. In a few minutes, we'll be back for part 2. We will continue learning to express our feelings. Nous continuerons à apprendre à exprimer nos sentiments. Don't get too sad or too unhappy or too sorrowful. Restez à l'écoute. Stay tuned. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph. Welcome back to part 2 of lesson number 74 of English USA. Nous allons retrouver Martin Lerner et sa famille devant le poste de télévision. We are in Martin's home watching TV with his family. La conversation roule sur les nouvelles. They are talking about news. Et sur un programme qui remplit de tristesse les téléspectateurs. And a sad story for the viewers. Vous allez entendre comment on exprime la tristesse et vous apprendrez vous-même à exprimer vos propres sentiments. What makes you sad? Qu'est-ce qui vous rend triste? When are you unhappy? Quand est-ce que vous êtes malheureux? I'm full of sorrow. Je suis plein de chagrin. I'm melancholic. Je suis mélancolique. It's not very cheerful. Ce n'est pas très drôle, tout ça. It's not very cheerful. Donc, apprêtez-vous à écouter le dialogue qui suit.
Battle has broken out in Basivia between government and rebel forces. The fighting is near Sananga, a rebel-held town on Basivia's northern border. Reports say both sides...
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hello, Alan.
You're back.
What are you doing?
We're watching the news.
What were you doing?
We saw the saddest story. There was this girl, and she got lost from her parents.
Doesn't sound very cheerful.
It wasn't.
You know, it's time for you to go to bed, Sue. Tomorrow is a school day.
But I'm so unhappy.
Why are you unhappy? Because it's a school day?
Or because it's bedtime?
You men don't understand. Aren't you ever unhappy?
Don't you ever cry? I'm melancholy.
No, you're not. That's too much sadness. It was just a story. We had a good cry, and now we feel better, don't we?
I suppose. Can I watch some of the news?
That will make you sadder. There are always unhappy events on the news. They make me sad.
But I want to watch.
Come along now, Sue. You know it makes me unhappy when you don't go to bed. You have school tomorrow. I want you to do well in school.
But I need to know about the news for school.
I'm getting unhappy.
Sad or angry?
Angry. I want you to say good night and go to bed.
Okay. Good night, Daddy.
Good night, Sue. Sleep well.
Good night, Alan.
Night.
Good night. I'll come in later.
Why is everyone unhappy?
We're not unhappy.
Some of us are sad because we watched a sad story.
Oh, I see. What was it about?
It was about a little girl. Her mother died from a very bad disease.
You aren't going to tell the whole sad story, are you?
No, not all of it. The little girl lived in the country. One night, she thought she heard her mother calling. She went into the woods and got lost.
No wonder Sue was sad. She's afraid of the dark, and she doesn't like forests.
She's a city girl.
Why did you watch that story?
It was very good.
But it made you unhappy.
Yes, but we liked the story.
Why?
It's important to know other people's feelings. We need to feel unhappiness.
Why?
We want to know how our friends feel when they are unhappy. I need to understand unhappiness when you and Sue are unhappy.
Well, I'm not sad now. I'm just hungry.
Why are you angry?
Not angry. Hungry.
Oh, hungry. You're always hungry. Let's go to the kitchen.
Écoutez ces phrases qui servent à exprimer les sentiments de la famille de Martin. Ils en ont plein.
Why are you unhappy?
I'm melancholy.
That's too much sadness.
That will make you sadder.
sad or angry.
We need to